Hi there, I'm Ben Morton, and welcome to another episode of the Leader's Kit Bag. It's the weekly micro edition of my podcast. Each episode is just 6 minutes long and is designed to provide you with tips, tools, and tactics around specific aspects of leadership and management. It addresses some of the most common challenges you will face as a leader or manager. They are all recorded unscripted whilst I'm out walking in the countryside, so you'll probably hear birds tweeting in the background or just ambient noise as the people around me are going about their day-to-day life. That's all I'm going to say by way of an introduction, so let's dive straight in to this week's episode. The Harvard University study of adult development that started back in 1938, which has now been running for 80 plus years, has found that one of the most significant things that contributes towards living a long, healthy and happy life is our relationships and social connections. But what does this have to do with leadership, I hear you ask? Well, perhaps much more than you think. And that's what I'm going to talk about in today's episode of the Leader's Kit Bag. There is a very strong working hypothesis that said having close relationships, either in or out of work, or rather in and out of work, it's not an either or choice here, but having these strong, close relationships and social connections actually acts as a stress regulator. It reduces stress, it helps us manage stress better. And that's important, right? Because we know prolonged chronic stress contributes to so many health issues. It could be diabetes, heart conditions, arthritis, cognitive decline. All of these things have potential links to stress, and as the Harvard study has shown, to connection and relationships. Now, the interesting thing here as well is for us as leaders or anybody kind of working really who wants to get the most out of ourselves and be productive is that when we are spending a huge amount of our brain power trying to regulate our emotions, either because we feel stressed or because we're not sure if we can trust our colleagues, that takes up a huge amount of brain power from the same brain region that we knowledge workers use for nearly every task that we perform and every decision that we make at work. And if we're using up a huge amount of our precious cognitive bandwidth to regulate our emotions and work out if we feel safe, then that leaves very little brain power left to actually do the job that we are paid to do. So actually really prioritizing building those relationships with our colleagues, getting to know them, and staying connected with our friends outside of work, that actually enables us to go to work and to perform much better. It allows us to think more clearly, make better decisions, be more creative, come up with new approaches to old challenges because we've got more brain power. And this is something that over the past few years, I fell foul of. I put so much time and effort into building my business, serving my clients, and trying to be a great husband and dad to my daughter, that I became quite disconnected from many of my friends. And that started to have a really negative effect on my mental health, that I then spent 12 to 18 months working hard to unpick and put right. So leadership can be a tough job. It can be a lonely job, and it can be a stressful job. But if we focus on, if we prioritize building and maintaining relationships and a sense of connection with people in and out of work, we're much better able to regulate and get rid of some of the stress that we're feeling. And that makes us more effective, and it makes us much better leaders for those people that we've got the privilege and responsibility to lead. Hope it's been useful. As always, look after yourself. Look after those you've got the privilege and responsibility to lead. And as always, folks, lead on.